Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome back to the program. Always great to have so many of your calls and your texts. We'll head back to your calls and texts very shortly. But another update on what's happening at the tennis, thanks to the Kia EV6 GT supercar, a pinnacle of engineering. Kia EV6 GT, the most powerful Kia ever crafted. And in the women's, well, it was a couple of huge matches happening today, obviously. But tomorrow, Victoria Azarenka takes the court again against Elena Rybakina. And Stefanos Tsitsipas is playing Karen Khachanov tomorrow. They are the big matchups. But Rybakina and Azarenka is going to be huge. And a man who's been trying to make sure Victoria Azarenka has an injury-free Australian Open is Alan Obbs, former AFL player, former physio with the Redbacks as well. He's got a long history in sport, but this is a new foray for him into the world of tennis. He spoke to us last week, hopeful that Victoria would get through to the second week, and here she is, a chance to win the whole thing. Alan, great to have you back on the program. Well done on what you've done so far.
Thanks very much, guys. Good to be here. Certainly I've played a very, very small part, but Victoria herself, she's flying at the moment. I'm really, absolutely stoked for her.
So keeping her tuned, I suppose, is something that you have been entrusted to do. It's a late call-up you kind of got, but it is a fairly important role because Victoria has had a bit of a injury history in the past as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, everyone likes to feel valued, but when you do get to the pointy end of these tournaments, I suppose my role gets a little bit more important, if you like. I mean, she's already played 5 games, so that takes its toll on its body, but you know, when you spend so much time with the one person, you just get really in tune with their body and what they're feeling. So, not saying my job's easy all the time, but it's really nice having so much access to someone. So, you really get to implement whatever you want to do and whenever you want to do it. And, luckily, I'm trusted to do a reasonable job.
So, just go through your background again for those who weren't with us last week. So, you played AFL footy. You're a Sandful player and you were physio with the Redbacks for a while. And you've been called up because of an encounter you had with Victoria where she wanted your services and all of a sudden like what you were able to do, and here you are. It's been a pretty quick transition for you.
It was a very, very quick transition. It's, I don't know, whether you're playing sports or you're involved in sports, it always seems to be the way. You know, things can happen really, really quickly on a positive front or on a negative front. You know, you can get delisted, you can get sacked, you can move into state or whatever it is. And it's been similar from a working perspective, but yeah, the last year, it's taken me all the way around the world with a professional athlete and now a good friend in Victoria. So I was very, very lucky. Yeah, right place at the right time. And luckily, we got along well together and we enjoy spending time together.
So she called you in at an Adelaide tournament, like what you were able to do. And you were telling me you just got married and travelling the world wasn't necessarily on your agenda, but it looks like it's about to be on your agenda.
Well, that's the one. I was married for 2 days before I left my lovely wife, Jamie, and then took off to Melbourne. And at that stage, I was still with the Redbacks. But after the Australian Open last year, she was kind enough to offer me a full-time job. And, after having some tough discussions with the wife and work at SACA, I decided to take this on. And so, I've been doing it for the last year. And, I mean, certainly where we're at the moment as a team, no regrets. Things are just progressing really, really nicely.
So she's a Grand Slam winner, so she's had plenty of time at the coalface and had plenty of advice from trainers and physios. Why have you got this affinity with her?
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. I mean, she hasn't won a Grand Slam. She's been very, very successful, but it's, I think 2013 was her last year, so she's gone through a lot in her life, mentally, physically, having a child. A number of things in her life that has happened, and I suppose just hearing maybe a slightly different message or the same message from a different person is sometimes everything you need. It's no different to, an AFL coach. Sometimes you just need to revitalise the group. So myself just coming in from a different, like an Australian perspective, we have a slightly different way of looking at, injury prevention and strength and conditioning. And I think it was just nice for her just to hear a bit of a different voice after having the same physio with her for some amount of years. And like I said, she obviously trusts what I do and trusts in me, and we get along really well personally. So generally the communication between the two of us can be pretty honest, and I think that's the key.
So she did address in the press conference after her recent win the injury she had 10 years ago, the rib injury in 2013 where she took a medical time out and people criticised her for doing it at the time, but it ended up being what she needed to do because she genuinely had an injury. It's obviously played on her mind a bit since then because she raised it again 10 years down the track.
Yeah, it's an interesting world. And I mean, it can be a cruel world because if you get injured, I mean, there's nowhere to hide. You know, there's no teammates to rely on. It's just you out there. And in a physically demanding sport, it can be really tough. And even if you do win, you know, with an injury, you can get criticised. I mean, you know, you have the injury timeouts there for a reason. And I think even Djokovic at the moment is copping a bit of heat because, you know, he's not at 100%. So it's a really tough world with a spotlight on you. But certainly physically, I mean, you really want to feel on top of things because, as I said, there's nowhere to hide. So if you do have a little niggle somewhere, it can really affect your performance.
And you are allowed the injury timeout. So the perspective that we've had in sport is that most athletes, you know, football especially, team sports, you get them hidden. We don't get told anything. We don't put a bandage on it. Don't let anybody know. Make out it's not there. If someone asks you the question, well, lie and deny it. Whereas in tennis, they seem to have a mindset that, well, it's there. I might as well tell you. And whether it's a 2% slight hamstring tightness or a 5%, you know, slight hamstring strain, I'm telling you, I've got a hamstring issue. I've got to get it treated.
Absolutely. And for some reason, it's a crazy world where they get criticised more often than not. So it's a crazy world. But the reason for that is, like I said, that you really can't hide. You know, the TV's on you, the crowd's on you, you're the only person there. So you might as well just be honest, try and get it treated and crack on with it.
And there is a bit of a history of ex-footballers being involved. Tom Couch with Danielle Collins. Todd Viney was a tennis coach for a while. Brett Stevens was fairly famous, played 133 games for Fitzroy and was with Pete Sampras, Mark Philippoussis, Cara Black. So you follow in a fairly long line.
Yeah, I mean, considering, you know, there's not too many Australians in tennis, but the ones that you mentioned were I'm not by myself, which is nice. I was Couchy still involved, so I get to see him around a bit, which is always nice to speak for not only a fellow Australian but someone with a similar background to you. So that's always good fun.
And this will entail a long term gig, do you think? You will be travelling if Victoria wins this. I can't see her wanting to let you go for the rest of the year.
That's a question you might have to ask my wife, but certainly, personally, I'm enjoying the experience. I really do get along well with Vicky. We've got a good system. I mean, clearly it's working, not just with me, her coach. We've got a good team at the moment. I don't think any professional athlete would want to disrupt that whilst things are going well. So, yeah, comfortable with where we're at the moment, but if you run into my wife on the street and you ask her, you might get a different answer, who knows.
Alan, great to have a chat to you. Good luck tomorrow night. Let's hope it all goes to plan and for the rest of the tournament. Let's hope she wins it.
Thank you so much, guys. Appreciate that.
Alan Olds joining us, the physio travelling and working with Victoria Azarenka, who has changed her career around again to become, well, she was the former number one in the world for a little while, so could be headed back in that direction again. We'll take a break. You're with Dwayne's World.